gmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
Good morning to you, Brevard County. Thank you for tuning into the Refresh radio program. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. Pray that you are having a great, great day. I do want to say thank you today to the folks at Weirich Air, W-E-I-R-I-C-H. They are based in Rockledge, Florida, but they travel all throughout Brevard County, where they have been taking care of air conditioning problems, heating issues, and solving electrical issues as well for over 40 years by providing professional sales, services, and repairs. They work in residential settings. They do some light commercial settings, and they even provide emergency service when necessary. They strive to provide you with the best service possible at an affordable price. So if you find yourself in need of their services, write this number down, 321-632-9538, 321-632-9538. And you say, it's December. Why would I need my air conditioner? Well, I'm not saying you will, but I've seen Christmas weeks where the temperatures were in the 80s. And it was very, very hot. When my kids were in marching band, I remember sweating. Like, man, those kids have got to be miserable in those band uniforms. I have also seen it very, very cold in Brevard County during the Christmas season. The very first Christmas that we were in Brevard County, there were power outages going on. It was so cold. And so... You have heating in your house. You might not need it very often, but when you do need it, you want to make sure that it works. The folks of Weirich Air want to make sure that if you hit the light switch, that you've got power. They want to make sure that if you need to turn the heat on, that you can turn the heat on. And in that rare exception where, you know, you might need the air conditioning on Christmas Day, they want to make sure that can be provided as well. So give them a call, 321-632-9538. That is Weirich Air in Rockledge, Florida. Tell them you heard about them on the Refresh radio program, and that would be greatly, greatly appreciated. So once again, to let you know what our schedule is, today's Tuesday. I'll be broadcasting Wednesday and Thursday, and then on Friday that will be a Christmas program that I do every year, and then there will be some rebroadcasts that are done the week between Christmas and New Year's, and then we will resume our normal broadcasting schedule on January the 2nd. So it allows me to get away, catch my breath a little bit, and focus on some other things that happen around the church. There's end of year events. There are bookkeeping issues. There's all sorts of things on top of just making sure that I get to spend some time with Jesus and tell him that I love him as well. I came from a retail background where basically Thanksgiving was the last down day. Back when I did retail, stores weren't open on Thanksgiving Day, and I don't know that they're ever going to go back to that again the way that they did for 15 or 20 years. But I can tell you that it is great to be able to just set everything aside just so you can spend some time, some quality time with the one who died on the cross to have you reconciled to the Father. And so make Jesus a priority in your life this week. So we will have service tomorrow night, and then our next service will be our Christmas communion service on Christmas Day this year at 11 a.m. So I know we normally have Sunday school at 9:30. We normally start our service at 10:30. But for Christmas, we are going to start at 11. You know, Joyce Meyer once told a story about how when her kids were young, that her and her husband, they would be all stressed out and they'd be running late and they'd be trying to get to church and they'd be barking back and forth at one another all the way to church, and they'd pull into the parking lot of the church and everybody'd get out and they'd be all smiles and everything like that. Up until then, they had just been under such pressure to get to church that they really didn't have the right mindset by the time they got there. And so for Christmas, we want to make sure that everybody can say, you know what, we don't have to go to church for Christmas. We get to go to church on Christmas. There are a lot of people around the globe that do not have that privilege, and we would be honored if you chose to worship the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords with us this Sunday morning at 11 a.m., 165 North Grove Street, Merritt Island, Florida. I am a man of my word. I will be very, very conscientious and very honoring of your time. And you come to Merritt Assembly of God, and we are going to have a great time, and you'll be able to go on about your day, spending it with your family, celebrating all the great things that God has done to you and for you. Let's go back to Matthew chapter 7. We are working our way through the Sermon on the Mount. We're getting pretty close to being done. Verse number 15, beware of false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravenous wolves. You will know them by their fruits. Do men gather grapes from thorn bushes or figs from thistles? Even so, every good tree bears good fruit, but a bad tree bears bad fruit. A good tree cannot bear bad fruit, nor can a bad tree bear good fruit. Every tree that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. Therefore, by their fruits you will know them. So, verse number 17 is where we were yesterday. I want to focus just a moment on the fact that every good tree bears good fruit. That is not just talking about the pastor. That is not just talking about the Sunday school teacher. That's not just talking about the worship leader. That's not talking about anybody in leadership. That is talking about every follower of the Lord Jesus Christ is expected by God to produce the fruit that he wants us to produce, because we are attached to him. Okay? And so Jesus' expectations are never unrealistic. He believes in his ability to make even the desert to bloom. Okay? It's prophesied in the Old Testament. Hey, look, I'm going to bless you so much that even places that are not suitable climate-wise to produce a agricultural bounty, I'm going to cause them to thrive. And he's done that. But it is because of the blessing of God. Please understand that very little of what is accomplished is because of man's expertise. God does allow us some insight and things like that. But God can do so much more in such a little amount of time. You know, he can take a little and cause it to multiply 30, 60, or 100 fold. You know, most people, if they get a small return on their investment, they are very happy about it. God says, I can do way better than that. But he does expect you to be fruitful. And so there may be some people that are that are listening, and they may think, well, I know that the pastor is supposed to be fruitful, but all I'm supposed to do is be a warm body occupying a seat. That is not true. That is true. You were created on purpose, for a purpose, redeemed for a purpose, and don't you dare go through this life and not fulfill the purpose that God created you for. And so part of that is to produce fruit. It says, every good tree bears good fruit. So this is my thing on Galatians chapter 5, where it talks about the fruit of the Spirit. So I'm going to turn over there. And Galatians chapter 5 says, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Okay, so you and I are expected to produce those things because we're abiding in Christ, and they are the fruit of the Spirit. Love is the first one that is mentioned. There are some that believe that all of those other things are just bonuses that come along with producing the love for one another and the love for God that comes from having Jesus living in our heart and the Holy Spirit moving in our lives. Here is my take on that passage. And that is, if I am not manifesting love, if my heart is not expressing love for people, if my actions are not speaking love, then that is an indicator not only to those around me that I've got a spiritual problem, they're an indicator to me that I need to spend some time with Jesus. So let's look at this just a minute. If I'm not exhibiting the joy of the Lord, I need to go spend some time with Jesus. If the enemy is coming in and I'm experiencing anxiety instead of peace, if the shalom of God is not manifesting in my life, I need to spend some time with Jesus. Patience, okay? So I may have said this on the radio before. One of the funniest things that I saw as a meme on social media this year was I had my patience tested, and I tested negative. I thought that was funny. Christians aren't supposed to test negative for patience. They're supposed to be positively patient because God's been patient with us. We need to be patient with other people. You and I, we need to be kind to people. If you are encountering rude people, you are not supposed to treat them the same way that they treated you. You are supposed to express kindness and goodness and a please, for the love of Jesus, let's be people of faithfulness. Faithfulness is a rare commodity in our society, but the people of God, it is supposed to be part of our normal fruit-bearing process. Gentleness and self-control. I remember one Christmas, my parents bought us a gaming system, and I don't remember. It was probably an Atari. That's how far back I. Once they moved beyond the joysticks and the buttons, I was done. That was too much thinking for me to try and do all of that sort of stuff. I just wanted to, you know, entertain myself for a little bit. But see, I've got this mindset that says, I've got to conquer this. And so the night that they gave us that, I stayed up way too late trying to win this one particular game, and I never did defeat it. It just was not in my comfort zone, if you will. It was never one of my favorite games. but I played it so long that my fingers suffered problems at 3 o'clock in the morning. They were all cramped up because we had a paper out to throw at 3 o'clock in the morning. And I had played that game for so long that my fingers were so sore, it made functioning the way I was normally supposed to not nearly as routine as it should have been. I didn't have anybody to blame for that but myself, because I did not practice self-control. And so when anything seems to be getting the upper hand on me temptation-wise, I cut it out, because I don't want anything or anyone controlling me other than Jesus. Now, I know that we live in a society that wants to blame everybody but ourselves, but please understand, as a believer, we have been given the spirit of self-control, of power and of love and a sound mind or self-control. Not been given a spirit of fear. So we manifest the fruit that God wants us to. And if we're not, it's like a flashing neon sign over your spiritual life that said, you need to spend time with Jesus. You need to spend some time with Jesus. And I pray that you would not ignore that warning sign. Instead, you would take heed to it and say, look, God, I want to be bearing the fruit that you want me to be manifesting in my life. It says, but a bad tree bears bad fruit. So that word bad there, it doesn't mean evil. It means bad, or it could mean rotten, or it could mean worthless. So bad, rotten, or worthless. And, you know, I have a friend, and at one point in time, he lived on a piece of property. There was an orange tree. And he said, but the oranges that come from that tree are terrible. They looked like good oranges. It was most definitely an orange tree. It produced oranges, but the taste was not good. We have some people, they don't have orange trees, but they've got avocado trees. And they produce avocados. There's a listener to the radio program. Hi, John. How are you doing today? When the hurricanes came through this year, a lot of his avocados blew off of the tree. And so he called me and said, hey, come get some avocados. And we were able to give those avocados out to some people at the church. And we've got people from all over the globe that worship at Merit Assembly of God, and they were going to do various things with them. One of them was going to make some avocado ice cream. They don't serve avocado ice cream where I come from. They don't serve avocado ice cream where my wife comes from. But there was somebody, and they said, this is going to be great for avocado ice cream. And, but the thing about fruit is you've got to know if it's good. You don't want something that is rotten. You don't want something that is worthless. You want fruit that is going to be good fruit, that it is going to be ripe at the right time, that it is going to be ready to be productive in a person's life when it's exactly the right time. So you don't have to worry, with Jesus living in your heart, whether or not you've got enough patience in your life. Jesus has the patience that you need. So we just need to produce that fruit. And it comes because we abide in him. So you can go to John chapter 15 and you can look at abiding. Hudson Taylor, that was one of the keys to his missions work back before the communists took things over in China, was he just abided in Christ. He remained in Christ. It was the number one thing that that caused him to be successful in touching people's lives, was the fact that he stayed in Christ. That is the secret to the fruitfulness in your life. Okay? And so a bad tree bears bad fruit. Now, here's what verse 18 says. A good tree cannot bear bad fruit, nor can a bad tree bear good fruit. So the fruit that you bear indicates the nature of your life. Okay? And so there are a lot of people who put the fruit on numbers, on results, on outcome, on things like that. And to some extent there is that, but I remember hearing a story from historical England that a church came to a pastor and they said, look, we only had one person that got saved this year, and that was a little boy, and we think it is time for you to retire. And I'm just going to interject this here. That means that I don't know how many of those people the pastor led to Jesus. I don't know if he's the one that led that little boy, but there were several people on that board who did not lead somebody to Jesus if only one little boy was led to Jesus that year. But they pointed the finger at the pastor. That little boy went on to be a very, very well-known speaker, traveled to colleges and things like that. And it was his ministry, that one person that had given their heart to Jesus, it was his ministry that touched a young man's life that ended up touching a continent with the gospel of Jesus Christ. So I would ask you this. Was that pastor successful? Well, on a numerical standpoint, people might not think so, but from a kingdom perspective, he was extremely fruitful. There are millions and millions and millions of people who are in the kingdom of God today because that pastor touched one young man's eternity with the gospel of Jesus Christ. We are horrible judges of the fruitfulness of our ministry. You never know. You and I, we just go and we plant seeds wherever we are. We bear fruit. We speak words into people's lives, the words of life, words of hope, words of peace, words of edification, bear fruit. And watch what God does. There's an interesting word here in verse number 18. It appears in two places, in two different contexts. One of them, it says, a good tree cannot bear bad fruit, nor can a bad tree bear good fruit. Those words are tied to the word dunamis. And a lot of times we look at the word dunamis as in the book of Acts, and you shall receive power to be my witnesses. It literally means that you do not have the ability. When we are abiding in Christ, it is impossible for us to not produce good fruit. Anywhere that Jesus is ruling and reigning and dwelling and abiding and thriving, good fruit is going to be produced there. I don't go around and look at trees and point my finger at them and say, we've got an oak tree right outside our church. And I don't go up to that and say, now you'd better produce more acorns, because it produces them in abundance, because that's the nature that God placed inside of it. There are forests. There's the potential for forests to come as a result of that one oak tree that drops acorns by the thousands right outside our front door. It has the ability to bear good fruit that God placed on the inside of it. But that the converse is also true, in that if you are a bad tree, you also do not have the ability to produce good fruit. And so I'd like to encourage you during these holiday season to examine yourself from God's perspective. Not with rose-colored glasses, because God knows us better than we know ourselves, but say, God, what, you know, New Year's resolutions are very popular around New Year's. Imagine that. but ask yourself this question: God, what needs to change in my life so that I can produce more fruit for the kingdom of God in 2023? Than I've ever been able to produce on my own. God, what do I need to do? Do I need to spend more time in your word? Is there more worship time? God, you tell me, you lay out the plan, you lay out the agenda, and I'll follow it because I want to be fruitful with you. You make me fruitful. Like I said, God's people are called to be faithful, and they're called to be fruitful. Well done, thou good and faithful servant. We want to be fruitful for the kingdom of God. So God bless you. We'll see you tomorrow right here on the Refresh Radio
Thank you
program.
For tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, merrittassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember Proverbs 11:25, "He who refreshes others will himself be refreshed."